you told me like, hey, I need 5 classes from you and I'm gonna pay you $1 million for 5 sessions. And in these 5 sessions, you have to make me a successful broker. What do you train me on in these 5 sessions? And I break it down the same exact way every single time. I'm gonna just walk you through my history real quickly. I've been doing sales for about probably 20 years. I ran a distribution company in 2005 to sell business to business, which most of our accounts back then were liquor stores, gas stations across the country, and then we made it across the world. But I always tell people, if you think it's hard to sell on a phone, try selling behind bulletproof glass to the toughest nationalities out there, including our own. That's the real tough battle when it starts. And for me, a hot client when I first started was if they opened up the door and they let me behind the bulletproof glass, it was like a hot lead. And if they talked to me through the bulletproof glass where I had to scream, it was a cold lead. And I did that for about 5 years, and then I built a sales team, and then I built a franchise model, and we sold that business after 10 years. But we got so big that we got into every single hotel in Las Vegas. All the big hotels there were carrying our novelties and our product. And that all started with, me and my brother and our dad's Explore truck. So I learned a lot of sales through that business and building that franchise up. And then I went to mortgages like a lot of you, because I knew a lot of people that were making a lot of real money in mortgages. And I'm like, damn, some of these people were not even good at sales. And I'm like, how are they making this kind of money? And I didn't really believe that the opportunity was there because I wasn't well educated on the mortgage market. But sure as shit, went to Quicken Loans and changed my life even more. Once I seen the first 50 closing month, I never looked back. And behind me, there's probably about 28 awards for 28 months with over 50 to 60 closings, month in, month out by myself. I just ran and I never stopped running for years. So the mortgage industry changed my life. I became a leader and then a senior leader, and I got real good at training. And that's where this academy was born. I learned that a lot of things that were successful in the distribution model for business to business sales ended up working in the mortgage model on the retail side. Now I took those same exact philosophies and fundamentals and they ended up working on the broker model. And now fast forward years and years later, I'm training solar panel companies, life insurance companies, small business owners, big business owners, brokers, retail, you name it, we're training them, and it's all the same philosophy. So a lot of the stuff I tell brokers is if you could be successful in the broker game, you could be successful in anything, because customer service is key regardless of where you go, sales is sales regardless of where you go, and leadership is leadership regardless of where you go. These are the fundamentals of life. I always tell people, to break down the broker business, if you told me like, hey, I need 5 classes from you and I'm gonna pay you $1 million for 5 sessions. And in these 5 sessions, you have to make me a successful broker. What do you train me on in these 5 sessions? And I break it down the same exact way every single time, especially if you're doing lead buys. The number one session would be mindset, structure, and zones. So you might wanna write this down. If you're getting into this game, you wanna know, number one, what hours am I going to dedicate myself to? Because that's important. A lot of these small things I'm going to talk about turn into the big things. It's like a puzzle. You see these pieces right here? This is a puzzle I got for Valentine's Day. It turns into me, my wife, and my son. I still have to make it. But it's a lot of small pieces. And a lot of these pieces that I talk about today are going to be similar in the broker game. And the first one is just your mindset and your structure. Understanding that the beginning is going to be a grind. You're going to have to experiment. You're going to have to invest. You're going to have to lose sleep. You're going to have to learn from people. You're going to have to be obnoxious and annoying. When I started in the mortgage game, I hated the tech. I hated guidelines. I opted out of Texas from how many damn problems I had with Texas. I wasn't good at the tech part or the program part at all. All I was good at was building relationships and selling money, because sales is the easiest thing to do to make money, and the easiest thing to sell to make money is cash. And to take it a level further, the easiest thing to do is sales, and the easiest thing to sell is cash. And to take it a step further, showing people what to do with that cash to make more of it is a trifecta. It doesn't get better than that. And that includes purchasing a home too, especially if you know why they're purchasing the home, why it's important to them, because I'm a big believer in relationships, emotional benefits, and really putting somebody in a better place in their life and not just in the mortgage. So structure, mindset, I have like different schedules I do. One of my most popular schedules is 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. rush, front end blitz, you're dialing, you're following up, you're prospecting. 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. you're prospecting. 12 p.m. to 5, I usually say get all your other stuff done. Personal errands, family, haircuts, oil changes, you're in process, all that kind of stuff. But the morning rush and the evening rush usually work. Weekends, you'll usually do double the production on weekends. And that's just because a simple fact that most most people are not working on the weekends, and your competition is most people. So if you're competing with everybody else and we all have ice cream trucks and we're all in the same neighborhood, and then, 80% of this room doesn't take the ice cream truck out on Sunday, you best believe my ice cream truck's going to be out on Sunday, especially when it's sunny outside. So these are the small things and the first thing I would start with. The number two thing I would go to in the second session would be the introduction. The introduction in this game is gaining value, slashing the objection, whatever that objection is, telling them what they need to hear, and pivoting and taking control. It's 3 to 4 steps. Gaining value up front, slashing the objection if it comes, telling them what they need to hear, and pivoting and taking control right in the beginning of the call, because the introduction sometimes could be 50% of the battle. Then after the introduction, the third session would be, and this is probably the most important session, this is the session that's going to ensure that AI doesn't take your job, is going to be the relationship building session. And the easiest way to put it is, imagine in between every single qualifying question, you had 3 bullets of relationship qualities, right? So instead of asking how much you make every single year, and then saying, how long have you been there? Before the how long have you been there, how much do you make every year? How is that for you? Is it comfortable or is it tight? Are we saving? Are our assets slim? When's the last time you got a raise? How do you like driving a truck? I drove a truck. My brother-in-law has a construction company. My sister's a teacher. My cousin's a nurse. Like sharing stories, getting stories, going 3 layers deep. So I always say, if you could add 2-3 bullets of relationship stuff in between qualifying, that's where the magic is built. It's in between the qualifiers where you get to know somebody. Or you could be like 80% of the brokers and just ask questions. But like I said, AI could probably do that better, and AI doesn't have any sick days, and pretty soon they'll be doing that for companies. So the relationship building is super important. And the reason why it's so important is because if I take you to session 4 with me, it's going to be presenting your option. And if you are a mortgage Santa Claus, and during the relationship part of the process of the call, when you're qualifying and building a relationship, let's say every single time you told me something that was relevant in your life, I took it and I put it in my bag. You know, the Santa bag of gifts, and I put every single piece of information I learned from you in this bag. Well, then when you take it to the presentation, you have to take it with you, carry that bag and drop it in the presentation. And what that means is I'm not pitching a skip payment and escrow refund check. It's a skip payment because Bobby's birthday is next month. And you told me that you didn't have enough money to throw the party for him. This is going to be perfect for it. It's an escrow refund that ties into the vacation they're supposed to take their spouse on. The $200 a month savings, which doesn't seem big, the $2,400 a year. Well, in 5 years, you're going to do this. And then 7 years, you're going to do this. And then in 10 years, we could finally do this. So I'm selling like 5-10 year plans with these loans and really trying to solve for people's lives and not solve for their loans. And when it comes to purchase, I'm figuring out why it's the most important house to them, what room's the most important. And even sometimes on Sunday, I'm sending them a house that's exactly what they want, and their realtor hasn't sent them this house yet. Yeah, realtors get pissed off at me. Like, why the hell you sending my clients houses? It's like, because you didn't do it, idiot. Somebody got to do it. If I'm finding a house before the realtor and I find the client their dream home, like, they know I'm doing all the extra things for them. So the purchase is just like making that house so important to you as much as it is to them. And that's how you master the relationship in a purchase. So when you present the option, you present it based off their dreams. And then number 5, the last session, of course, is going to be the follow-up process. You know, I have a factory line process when it comes to follow-up. Every single client gets a text, an email, and a voicemail. And if they're hot, they probably get it 2 to 3 times a day. Now, some people could think that's obnoxious and that's unnecessary. But I mean, I've been doing mortgages for 12 years. I've done over $1 billion in volume solo dolo, and it works. You know, it works because 2 reasons. Number 1 reason is I figure out what kind of communicator the client is. Sometimes somebody emails me and they'll email me back and forth for 3 days, but they won't answer their phone. It's like, all right, maybe this person's on their email all the time. Sometimes somebody won't answer their phone, but they'll answer their text. I'm one of those people myself. People call me with an unknown number. I send a question mark to them in a text, like, state who you are and where you come from, like back in the day. What tribe are you from? The part of the second reason also is people are scared to let you down over the phone, but they might not be scared to let you down over a text and email. So you figure out what kind of communicator they are, and there's a lot of methods to follow up. But that same bag we talked about with all the gifts in it during the relationship that you carry to the presentation, you're also going to carry to the email. And if I show you some of my emails, you'll see a Peru trip in there. If I show show you some of my emails, you'll see a picture of their dream man cave. So like even that stuff's coming in the emails and it's coming in the text, and I'm selling based off of emotions at all times. And that really gives me the big competitive advantage over everybody else that's just selling. I'm building relationships that last a lifetime. I did 21 referral closings in 1 month, and not from the same person. People ask, how did you do, like people do 21 referrals during their 10-year career being a broker. And I did 21 in a month from different people, because doing what I'm telling you guys right now, I did for 10 years. So after like 3-4 years, there's a lot of compound interest on it. And you start getting calls randomly and texts randomly and referrals randomly because you built consistent good habits, which I'm sure some of you have been in the business before, and it's never too late to build them if you haven't yet. So those are the 5 keys to being a successful broker: your mindset, your structure, your dedication, your budget, your willingness to succeed and be relentless. That's 1. 2 is the introduction, telling them what they need to hear, pivoting and taking control, understanding that most calls start off with objections. 3, it's a relationship and what you do in between qualifying questions. 4, it's presenting based off of those emotions that you gather during the relationship. And 5, it's following up like a bounty hunter, like I'm paying you to get this client to respond, and using those same emotional benefits in the follow-up. Those are the 5 main things.
Hey, thanks so much for watching the video. I hope you're enjoying it. If you'd like to see a bunch more content exclusively for you, sales, leadership, mindset, business, growth, click right down here below and hit subscribe for me. Every single week, you're going to get exclusive content delivered to you first. We also have a link in the bio with all of our products and coaching. We'd love to help you 10x your business and 10x your sales. Thank you for being a part of the community. We appreciate you.